Hey, Chris, it's Gail over at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
I'm fine.
Good, good. So we talked yesterday, and I had a note to give you a call back. I think you still had some questions. We were talking about getting on the first page of Google.
Right.
Okay. Fire away. What questions are outstanding yet? What do you need to know?
Well, I don't know. I got Angie's list right now, and I've only had them for about 3 weeks, so
gotcha.
I've got leads. Actually, I'm going to a job today to talk to a lady about tree work, so...
Wonderful. So you're getting some. And now, refresh my memory. How much more business can you take on? Little, a lot, as much as you, much
What's
as
that?
Is available. How much business can you take on right now, Chris? A little, a lot, as much as you can handle?
I've only been doing tree work part-time because I've been doing something else. That's going to come to an end, you know, it's coming towards winter, so I'm,
this is the tree work?
Well, everything I do is I like to work inside this winter, not outside. The last few years I've been working outside, and I just don't want to do that anymore.
Oh, gotcha. So what things would you do in the winter time then for work?
Well, I can do anything carpentry related inside as long as it's not a full remodel. And,
okay.
I also do coaching. I do a lot of, I don't do a lot of starting life coaching.
Coaching what? Coaching
what?
Life
coaching.
Oh, okay. Nice. Very nice.
You know, where you help people with relationship problems and stuff like that.
That's awesome. That's got to be very rewarding.
I think so. Not everybody, but I like
right.
it.
Nice. Nice. So now, as far, you mentioned carpentry. Do you do any snow removal? Can you do like handyman work?
It's a lot of handyman work. I don't really have the equipment yet to do any snow removal.
Okay.
Might be an option, though.
Okay. Any other interior tasks that you would do over winter?
I'm not real big on painting, but like,
trim work. A lot of guys aren't. Okay, perfect.
Trim work, laying floor, not carpentry okay. or tile, but, you know, wood floor.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. So what we could do, Chris, we could actually, how long do you think you've got left of tree season?
Usually that goes up until November, usually the
okay.
holidays, and then it's pretty much done.
Okay. So what we could do, we could list you as handyman services, put you under that category, and focus right now on tree service. You think you're 30, 45 days, it would be September, October. Yeah, timing is just like right there. So any of your services, we can use as keywords so that you're found on the first page for any of those services. So what I'm thinking is we go with handyman category rather than tree category. We list tree services as one of your services, so it's still going to pop. But because of the timeline, maybe that's not the main focus. Maybe what we focus on more is things like carpentry, handyman work, trim work, flooring, those types of things. That way, that'll actually all be up and running then right about the time tree service is wrapping up for the season. So you could still be bound for tree service in the meantime, but you'd be all set up for the interior work over winter and getting some leads coming in before things do die off and slow down on you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay. And of course, you know, it's fine that you're working with Angie's. We have a lot of clients who are working with both us and Angie's because we do supply a different type of call and a different type of service, so thus a different type of lead. So the leads that'll come through to you from Google are typically, they're not as much in the tire kicker mode as people that come through Angie's. They're usually more interested in buying and buying from you because they trust that map section. So they trust the companies that are in that map section. And of course, you know, you've got good reviews, nothing negative about you out there. So that's all going to reflect through in your Google reviews as well. And that'll help you keep those phones ringing and business coming in over winter then.
Right.
That makes sense. That makes sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
First.
What's that?
I said, of course.
Gotcha. And I've got good news, too. Our sales manager this morning just told us that we've got a Labor Day sale going. So I threw that in on your account. It takes $50 off of the monthly. So yours was $199. With the Labor Day promo in there, you get it further discounted down to $149 a month. And then just still the one-time $99 setup. But then you're still locked in for life with your discounts. Doesn't matter that it was a Labor Day discount. It's not a... When we do promos, they never expire. So it's not like it's not like you pay the $149 for X amount of time and then it goes higher. It's always locked in there at the $149 with all of your discounts. So if we could get you set up today, you'd get in up at the $149, which would be amazing. It's the lowest we go. they won't even let us promo it any lower than that. So you're getting all of the same service and just at $149. So it'd be a great price, I mean, to set yourself up for business for the winter, right?
Sounds like it.
Okay. Well,
it's not a guarantee, but...
Right. Well, nothing ever is in life either, right?
No.
Unfortunately. Well, all right, Chris. Let's go ahead and get you set up then and get you working towards some business this winter.
Mm-hmm. Is there... Can I cancel any time, or are I locked in for a certain amount of time?
Excellent question. We didn't cover that yesterday, did we? So we don't do contracts here. We do, but it's a one-sided, meaning we list out what we're going to do for you. It's not a this is what you're doing for us type of scenario. So it's geared toward protecting you. And it's the terms and conditions, if that makes sense. And it's just describing what Local Splash is going to perform for you. So we don't lock you into a contract. We don't feel the need to. I mean, if we're doing our job, you stick around. If we're not, you don't. We don't need to wrangle you into a contract for you to, you know, make you stay. We do ask for a 2-month verbal agreement, basically an understanding because of timeline. So I don't remember if we talked about it yesterday or not. Industry standard to get you to the first page of Google is about 6 to 9 months and sometimes longer. In other words, most companies would ask you to pay them monthly for that amount of time before or if you ever saw results. We slashed the daylight out of that. It only takes us between 30 and 45 days. But because we are creeping into month two, we do want you to know going in, month one, you're not going to see a lot of new business. We'll have your website up in that time, and we'll have all of your directories submitted. But you won't be on the first page, most likely. Sometimes it happens sooner, but most likely the first page portion won't happen until just into month two. And so if you were to pay us for a month and then cancel, it would be a complete waste of your money because we wouldn't be done with our programming yet. So what takes the longest and why it's 30 to 45 days, we can get everything done except the part where we wait for Google to get everything done. So we gather all that data together. We send it all over to them tied with a neat little bow made out of duct tape and send that off to Google. And then then we wait for them to do their part and get you displayed on first page. So we know that happens within 45 days, but you need to know that going in, that that's the longest portion right at the tail end. Does that make sense?
I guess.
Okay.
So basically you pay the first month and nothing might happen.
Well, so there's a lot that actually does happen. It's just the first page. So I'll explain a little bit better. I'll run through the timeline with you. So from, let's just say today is day zero, starting day. First thing that we'll do is you'll have your onboarding call, and that's it's just a phone call. You don't even need to be in front of your computer for it, with your tech, and they'll go through quality control. So making sure I took all of your information correctly, commas and periods are in the right place, middle initials, things like that. And then they'll also get you access to your reporting dashboard. So the reporting dashboard, you'll be able to see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed, upload photos for us for your website, things like that. So they'll get that to you. This is all with 0 to 7 days. See what else happens in that time. All of your directory submissions. So we get you out to up to about 60 different destinations. So Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing, Yellow Pages, White Pages, the list runs on up to about 60. So you're actually going to be getting listed out there far and wide. While we're doing that, we'll be doing the programming to get you on the first page of Google. The programming portion takes about 100 hours of programming time for us to do. So partly that's what takes so long, is that programming time for Google. But at the same time, we're working on all of everything else. And then days 7 through 14, your web page will come online. So that'll be up. You can start, sending that out to people, letting people know that it exists. It'll be live, so people will be able to find it. And then in that same time frame, of course, we're still doing that programming. Well, I would say by then we're probably just about completed with programming. And then that data all gets sent over to Google. And then we have to wait for a little bit for them to receive the data, process it, and then show you on first page. So that's why the first page portion kind of comes at the end at about the 30 to 45 day mark, is the programming time and the Google time. But in the meantime, in that first month, 30, 45, we're still working on your account. We're doing the programming, getting your website out, things like that. Does that help put it into better perspective for you. Chris.
Yep.
Does that help put it into perspective for you?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So, not to say you're getting nothing. There's all kinds of things you'll actually be getting and things that'll be happening in that first month. All right?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, when you stumble across a question while you're thinking, let me know.
Yeah. I don't know.
What's he thinking?
I don't know if I need two services. That's all. You know, pay $300 to Angie's list.
Do you also have to pay per lead when those come through?
Well, yeah, it's like any other lead service. You pay so much per job.
Oh, gotcha. Well, okay. This will actually save you some money then, too, even having both services. Reason is, Angie's never appears in the map, ever, ever, ever. They've never been there. Reason is, they would need a physical location in Brainerd in order to for them to even be able to appear on first page. So they're always lower on the page. You being placed in the map, those leads are going to find you and see you before they ever see the Angie's link. And 90% of people that are searching for any given service, whether it's carpentry or flooring or bird catching, 90% choose someone who's sitting in the map as opposed to someone who's below the map. So you're going to be catching those prospects, those leads, before they would even see the Angie's link. So, and being that we don't charge by the lead or the call or the click, you'll get those leads without having to pay the Angie's fee, and they won't also be sent out to your competitors. I know the Angie's are sent out to several competitors at the same time. These folks just call you. They're not getting a list of, you know, five of you from Angie's. So I think it'll save you some money. And if you can get those leads before Angie's does, before Angie's can charge you for them, then that saves you money, right?
Yeah, it would save money.
Okay. Well, I think this sounds like we should be doing this, Chris. It sounds like it's going to bring you some business and it'll save you some money all in one fell swoop.
Well, I can try it for a couple months, I guess, see what happens.
All right. Well, let me grab a screen or two here, and I'm going to gather some info from you, and we'll get you set. Oops. If I can get to the right screen... All right. And what I'll do, gather info from you, spellings and so on. I assume Chris is short for Christopher.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I don't need the digits yet, but on the credit card that you're using today, does your middle initial appear or just first and last? No middle. All right.
First and last.
All right. And what is your last name, Chris?
Wilson.
Wilson? W-I-L-S-O-N?
No, Wilson. O-L-S-O-N.
Oh, got it. Olson. All right. And then what's your email address?
My what?
Email.
Oh, C-J. O-L-S-O-N. 09 at Gmail.
Okay, perfect. And then I've got 218-251-4611 for a phone number, and must be also cell, I would assume.
Yep.
Okay. I know none of us do anymore. It's funny how nobody has landlines. And then is that your business line?
I don't have one set up right now.
Okay. So you just use your cell as your business number?
Yeah.
No problem. You know, I don't remember the last time I set anyone up who had a separate number. It's almost always cell phone. And then,
we'll see how busy it gets.
Yeah, you might need, another one. And then, Chris, do you have access to your email right now?
Yep.
Okay, awesome. So I'm going to send you two emails, and the first one is Dashboard and Analytics. That's where you'll be able to log in and see how many clicks and calls you're getting and where the searches were performed from. That one is purely informational. And then the second one, I've got to modify just a little bit. I've got to get your... It's a stock email, as you can imagine, but I've got to get your discounts in there, because this one is going to be the exact price and package that you're getting, so that you've got that in writing for your records. So with the Labor Day promo on there, we're lowering it to $149, and then the setup fee was lowered from $299 down to $99 with your earlier discount. All right, and then that one is on its way to you. And then I'm going to send you a couple of text messages, too. You don't need to do anything with these emails or texts at this moment, though. But I need to get them sent to you. There we go. Okay. Make sure that's updated. Okay, good. All right, so the first text that I'm sending over is my direct contact information. And if you would please put me in your phone, if you ever have questions or problems, all you have to do is call me. If you're running into trouble somewhere and you're not getting help, let me know. I'll either fix it myself or I'll find somebody who can. Although I don't anticipate a problem. It's rare that I get calls like that. And then the next number I'm sending over is our customer service. So that's where you'll be able to reach your tech. And then I'm going to do a couple more fill-ins on my end, on my little checklist of send this, do that. Okay. Let's see. How far do you usually travel for work, Chris? Just curious.
Right now I'm traveling all over, but I'd rather stay within 50 miles.
Okay. Oh, this will be just perfect. And it always asks us, are you bilingual?
No. Okay. So I know a little Spanish, but not much. Not enough to be fluent.
Right. I know about 20 words, if I'm lucky. Not all of them are nice words, either. My daughter works with some Hispanics, and she always comes home with some juicy, naughty words, apparently. All right. And so we're going to do handyman. So I'm doing services. Handyman, carpentry, trim work. Flooring installation. What about demolition?
No.
I mean, like somebody wants it. No.
That's too much work.
Any other services you can think of that we could list around the house. I'm looking around thinking too. And do you light it?
You can put gutter work.
Ah, okay.
Gutter cleaning.
All right.
You can do maybe, I wonder if I should even list that. Be, snow.
What's that?
I don't know if I want to do that. I was thinking snow removal on roofs, but that gets that pays well, but it's kind of risky getting up there on steep roofs and stuff.
You know, I'm trying to remember where it was. I know. It was one of our neighbors in Wisconsin. He had a, it was the pole. It was a really, really long pole, and it had a flat piece on the other end, so mounted, like if you picture the pole as a pipe, it was covering the pipe end, and he never even climbed up on the roof. He would just use that pole and drag it down. Is that...
Yeah. Yeah, that's normal.
Yeah, is that something that you would be able to do? And if it pays well.
Yeah, it pays pretty good.
Okay. I would imagine most people. Oh gosh. I don't blame you that.
You gotta rent a steam machine for that.
Oh, you can't just use like a heat gun.
No, you have to. They have big machines that you heat it up with steam.
Oh. Wow, I didn't know that. I guess if I were forced to do it myself, I'd probably climb up there with something like a hairdryer. I guess maybe that would be a bad idea then.
No, that probably wouldn't work.
No. Good thing we don't have any. I thought of something else. I know. I was going to say home repairs. Okay. Did you think of something else?
You could do like shelf installs, closet, closet systems installed.
Oh, gotcha. That's a good one. Perfect. What about furniture assembly? Is that something that you would do?
Yeah, furniture assembly. I don't do electricity. Unless it's
don't
like
blame you then.
Light, you know, like changing an outlet or something like that. Not an electrician,
okay.
So.
Gotcha.
It'd be a shocking experience.
Well, and you know, I don't blame you that either. My dad was a journeyman electrician, and he'd been an electrician since I was a baby. And the number of times we got called because he got zapped and blown off a ladder, talk about scary. I have never wanted anything to do with electricity. That's somebody else's job.
Yeah. I've had a few instances where I don't want to deal with electricity.
Yep, absolutely. Okay. If you think of any others, let your tech know when we do your onboarding call and they can fill in the blanks. Or even later on, if you add services at some point or want to take services off, always, you know, let us know, and we can make those adjustments on the fly for you. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to do a couple more little fill-ins here. And that's actually the next thing we do need to look at is when to do your onboarding call. So, let me see. If you have... let me see. Nope. Apparently they are booked the rest of the afternoon. So we could do tomorrow, let's see, first available would be 10 o'clock, and we've got an 11, a noon, a 1.
I have no idea what my schedule is tomorrow.
Okay, do you have a good guess?
Let's shoot for like noon and I'll, or 11, whatever works, and I'll try and be near my phone.
Okay, well, I'll put you at noon. That way that's a good lunch time for you. And then, okay, so I'm going to build that calendar appointment real quick, and then I'll send that over to you. And then that email I'll ask you to access and do a click for me. But it'll take me just a minute to get it all set. There we go. Okay. Double checking as I convert time zones here, make sure everything looks right. Okay, that does look good. All right, there we go. So that looks all right. So I'm just now sending another email to you. This one, if you could go grab it, if it's in your phone and you lose me, no worries, I'll dial you back. Happens all the time. This one, the subject line is going to be Local Splash CIE. And while you find that, I'm going to put this in somebody else's calendar as well.
What do you need me to do with it? Just look at it?
So it's a calendar appointment, or invite, I should say. And once you open it, there should be a yes, no, or maybe option. And if you would hit the yes, that would be great. That'll hold your appointment for tomorrow.
Hold on.
No worries. Are you still there, Chris? Oh, there you are.
Hola.
No problem. Nope, the subject line on this one is Local Splash CIE.
Oh, okay.
It'll be the last one I said. And Chris, remind me, did you have a business Facebook page? Did you find it? Did it work for you, Chris?
Yeah, I hit their responded yes.
Awesome, thank you. Let me make sure it updated on this end. Perfect. It did. Thank you. All right. And then I'm going to send you another text. Again, you can ignore it for now. It's more information on how the call tracking works. And it's just a link. And let's see here. And I just remembered why Brainerd is so familiar. Bay Lakes Lodge is in Brainerd, isn't it? Or maybe it's gone now, but there was a Bay Lakes Lodge. Is there a Bay Lakes Lodge in Brainerd?
Yeah.
Aha. Okay, that's why. What's that?
You said Bay Lake?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not in Brainerd.
It's kind of just outside, isn't it? I couldn't hear you, I'm sorry. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. And then, so for us to contact you, do you prefer phone, text, or email, or all of the above? Okay.
It's all fine.
Okay. And what do you want to show as your hours of operation, Chris?
9 to 6.
And do we want to say Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Friday.
You got it. And then did you want any type of payment integration on your website? So if you accept like PayPal, Venmo, there are a couple of others that...
I accept PayPal, Venmo.
Okay. Oh, perfect.
I don't know what else. I got so many apps on my phone.
All right. No worries. And so I'll list that, and then so they'll do that payment integration for you, too. And then for company name, I've got Task Titan. Is there Inc. or LLC behind that at all, Chris?
No, I'm a sole proprietor.
Okay. And then are you still at 12473 Bergwald Road?
Yes.
56401?
Yep.
Perfect. Update that. And then I assume that is your home address?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell them to not publish the street address. You'll still show up within, on the map, as a pin, within a few blocks of where you live, but not close enough that some, you know, crazy off the internet could come and find you.
Right.
Yeah. Don't need to send any crazies your way, do we? All right. Let me update that. Do one more run through here and double check, make sure I don't have any typos, but I think we're looking good. Perfect. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and set up your subscription and make sure your discounts are on there. Perfect. Okay. Gotcha. $149 and locked in. Still really wish my computer would think a little faster. It's bad when you can think faster than the computer. I always thought it was supposed to be the other way around.
Generally.
Alright, there we go.
You know, your brain has like 15 billion tens, so it's probably never the computer's never going to be faster.
Wow, that's amazing. Did you say 15 million with an M or billion with a B?
I think it's million.
Wow. That's crazy.
You're never going to be slower than a computer.
I guess not. What's that?
Your thoughts are instant. You're thinking them before they even get spoke. So it's never going to be slower than a computer.
Wow. Well, that's good to know, actually. Then maybe they can't take over the world like we all thought they would someday. We won't get a 1984.
Well, you never know.
You never know. Okay. Update this. It didn't pull your address over for me, so I just need to copy it over. All right, there we go. And then Master, Visa, Amex, or Discover today, Chris?
Visa,
you said? Okay.
Visa.
All right, and I'm ready for those digits when you are. I'm going to have to ask you to speak up, though, so I can make sure I don't miss any. Are you still there?
Yeah, sorry, I'm driving. I had to turn.
No worries. Maybe you ought to pull off for just a minute. Actually, that wouldn't be a bad idea, because after I get your credit card digits, I'll have one more email on its way that I'll need you to type in.
All right. Well, I'm about 2 minutes from my house, so...
Oh, well then. We can do digits if you can do that while you drive safely. I don't want you crashing on me.
Yeah, I don't need to crash. I don't
think. No. Hey, you know what? Actually, are you digging? Because there's actually something else that we can do that we need to do anyway. It's our voice verification. We can do that. That'll kill enough time for you to get to home. That way you can get parked, and then we can do credit card, and you can handle that other email. Sound good?
That's fine.
Okay, good. So stop digging. I don't want you to crash. So we usually do this at the very, very end, but it's okay. We can do it now. So the voice verification is required of us as Google Premier Channel partners. We do record it, and it's attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. So in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Taft Tayton.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Sole proprietor, Chris Olson.
And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-contractual agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged on today's date, September 1st, 2022. I forgot what day it was for a minute there. Yeah, I still can't believe it's already September. In the discounted non-refundable amount of $248, the breakout of which is $149 for your first month and a one-time only $99 setup fee. Going forward, beginning next month, your monthly flat rate is $149, which is a true flat rate to which there are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the first of every month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date after October 1st. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yep.
Thank you. Did you make it?
Yep.
Perfect. Wow, I hear the noise change. Sounds like there was perfect timing. I don't think we could have timed that any better if we'd have tried.
Right. Won't be long. I'll be back on the road, though.
No worries. I don't need probably more than about 3 more minutes of your time. We got all the hard stuff done already. You said that was a Visa, right?
What?
You said that was a Visa card?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And then I'm ready whenever you are.
Okay. Four 217.
Okay.
8330.
Okay.
8291.
Got it.
4032.
All right. And then, yes.
0726.
Okay. And then that 3-digit security code, please.
884.
We update that. Okay, good. It actually thought fast this time. I like it when it does that. Now I'll go ahead and run that through. All right, and then there's one last email on its way to you. And this one says Local Splash. Well, actually, you'll get two. The one you want is called Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Okay.
And then let me know when you find that one, and I'll walk you through it. Coming home for a late lunch?
No, I was actually didn't have much to do today, so.
Ah, okay.
I gotta go check on a tree job next, so.
Ah, nice. Hopefully it's a nice one.
Yeah.
Did that email make it to you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, perfect. So if you go ahead and open that one up, and about 4 sentences in, it'll say click here to accept.
Yep, I did that.
Perfect. And then did you type your name in the bottom of the next screen?
I haven't got that far yet.
Okay, no worries.
Okay, I'm to the username and password.
Perfect. Sounds like you did it just right. Let me see if it updated over here. Sometimes it takes it a second to get back on this one. There we go. It updated. Perfect. So the login information they'll get you during your onboarding call tomorrow. And then just a couple of reminders. If for some reason you can't make your onboarding call, just let us know. We can always reschedule it. Next thing I want to make sure you know, we don't come back asking you for more money. When we list you out on the directories, and Yelp is notorious for it, quite often one of their reps will call and say that you need whatever, their monthly service at $5 each. I don't know how they explain it to you, but it's not us calling, and you do not need it. Obviously, if it's something you want, of course, you're free to purchase it, but it's not us asking, and it's not necessary so that you're displayed on first page. So it'll have absolutely, whether you pay them for extra service or not, so we'll be listing you as a free listing on Yelp, which is all that we need to help your listing on Google. But you don't have to pay Yelp anything extra for any extra services, and it will not affect your Google ranking. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right. Any last questions for me before I let you back to your day?
No.
Okay, well, I appreciate your business, and I welcome you aboard. I'm excited for you. This should help keep you busier through the winter and keep you going.
I hope so.
All right. You have a good rest of your day, Chris. Let me know if you need anything at any point.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.